Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Elder Chisenga, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon to you.
Very well, thank you. I hope you well.
Yes, I'm fine. In fact, it's my birthday.
Oh, wow. Congratulations and happy birthday to you. Man, I hope your day has been well spent, eh?
Yes, yes.
Ah, fantastic, man. The Lord bless you. The Lord shine his countenance upon you, and may he just grant you his grace and peace. Wow. Beautiful, man. Congrats.
Thank you.
Now, we're talking about the fundamental beliefs, and we spoke about the Trinity, we spoke about God the Father, spoke about God the Son, and today we're talking about the Holy Spirit. And so we are wanting to understand, what do Seventh-day Adventists believe of this particular one, talking about the Holy Spirit. Now, when we seek God earnestly, and oftentimes we may not know exactly what to pray for. The beautiful work of the Holy Spirit is to intercede on behalf of God's children. By this, God makes all things work together for good for those who love God. That's according to Romans 8:28. Now, my elder, what is the mission of the Holy Spirit in interpreting our prayers? Does God need an interpreter?
We talk about the mission of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, in our prayers, and what and if God really needs an interpreter. Romans chapter 8 verse 26 to 27 provides the answer. In fact, it explains the Holy Spirit's role in our prayers. So in the same way, that's what the Bible says, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans, and he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. So God really does not need an interpreter in the human sense. Rather, the Holy Spirit knows God's will perfectly, and thus he bridges the gap between our limited understanding and God's perfect knowledge. So it translates our deepest needs and desires, and often these are expressed as wordless groans into prayers that align with God's will. Sometimes, because of our imperfections as human beings, our prayers may be limited, and sometimes even our expression. There are moments when actually our hearts become too heavy to pray, that we just drop in tears, we break and cry. That's a prayer. God hears that prayer. So the Holy Spirit's job is that he gets our tears, he gets our groanings, our pleas, our grief, and translates them into prayer. So the Holy Spirit indeed helps us in this mission by interpreting our prayers in a language in which we ourselves fail to express correctly, but translates it into something which divinity can be able to attend to. So he's a good interceder, and actually does not need an interpreter, because himself is the interpreter. He understands us to the full, from the bone to the marrow.
Nice, and thank you so much for that explanation. Now, what was the Holy Spirit's role in the writing of the scripture, if any?
Yes, in fact, what makes us believe that the Bible is true and the scriptures are true is the fact that God is involved in these writing of scripture. 2 Peter 1 verse 21 clarifies the Holy Spirit's role in the inspiration of scripture. Now, the Bible says, "For prophecy never had its origin in human will, but prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." That's what the Bible says. So the Holy Spirit guided human authors of the Bible, ensuring that their writing was accurately reflecting God's message. So the Holy Spirit is the divine author behind the human authors, and making the Bible the inspired and authoritative word of God. It's so interesting that about 42 people were used to write the Bible, and the Bible does not contradict itself in how it expresses God as a whole. So it simply means there is a certain power beyond man which can make such things coincide, and they have such kind of coherency together. Sure.
Now, thank you so much for that. How did the Holy Spirit sustain Christ, you know, through his earthly ministry?
Yes, in fact, that question, it's a very tricky question, because somebody might be asking, when Jesus says, when I leave, I'll not leave you as orphans, but the Comforter will come, does it mean when Jesus was on the earth, the Holy Spirit wasn't there and the like? So the question which actually has been phrased equally answers this question which I've brought about.
Okay.
So the Holy Spirit, he played a crucial role in sustaining Christ throughout his earthly ministry. And we see this, that at Jesus' baptism, as recorded in Matthew 3, verse 16 and 17, where the Bible says, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and a lightning on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. So from here we see that the Spirit actually empowered Jesus for his ministry. The Spirit is what guided him in the wilderness, as Luke 4 verse 1 says, that the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness. And I wonder with us, where we lead ourselves in our own wildernesses, then we cry to God when things become tense. But Jesus was led and guided by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness. And also, the Holy Spirit enabled him to perform miracles. When we read Acts 10 verse 38, it says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. So the Holy Spirit being with Jesus, and the Holy Spirit being God, God was with Jesus. And Jesus being God, we can simply say God was with God performing divine ministry. So Jesus' ministry was carried out in the power of the Holy Ghost.
Sounds a little bit confusing, hey?
indeed. And that's what we made clear from the beginning, that actually what we have is just a little bit of what God is. We have a limited understanding of who he is. So the knowledge we have is like just a scoop of water on a spoon from the ocean of who God is. So the little we have is what we can embrace and try to appreciate about who God is. We can't fully exhaust him.
Now, what is the Holy Spirit's relationship with God's people? Is there any, actually?
Actually, the Holy Spirit has an intimate and a transformative relationship with God's people. When we read Ephesians 1, verse 13 and 14, it states that, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until unto redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. So from here, what we are getting is that the Holy Spirit indwells believers. He seals them as God's own and empowers them for service. He guides them in truth, as John 16 verse 13 tells us. And actually, it is the Holy Spirit who helps us to produce the fruit of the Spirit, which is actually his attributes in our day-to-day life. So what we can simply say about the Holy Spirit's relationship with God's people is that he is the source of our strength and our comfort and assurance, and that is what makes our journey become easy to move and become strengthened and become hopeful. It's because of his presence and the relationship which we have with him, the Holy Spirit.
Very, very nice there. Now, Lastly, before I let you go, how does the Holy Spirit lead a Christian to repentance? In fact, does the Holy Spirit even play a role there?
Well, the Holy Spirit plays a huge role because, as it is, the Godhead has different roles and duties. So the role of the Holy Spirit is to convict us of sin. It is to help us know what sin is and help us to live a righteous life. Without him, we cannot fully become like Jesus as we desire to be like him. So without him also, we cannot understand what is the will of the Father in our life. So John 16 verse 8 reveals the role of the Holy Spirit in conviction. And it says, when he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. So from there, we learn that the Holy Spirit convicts us of our sinfulness and our need for a savior. He gently leads us to repentance. And how he does that, he reveals the depth of God's love and the seriousness of our sin. Then he draws us to Christ and enables us to turn away from sin and embrace God's forgiveness. So in short, the Holy Spirit leads us to repentance as Christian when he opens our eyes to the truth and our need for God's grace.
How are we sure that that's the Holy Spirit? Somebody may say, no, man, God has given us the brains to listen and to understand. And you now are coming here to include the Holy Spirit. How do we know it is actually the Holy Spirit?
We must actually recognize that in this world, there are two forces. There's the force of evil and the force of good. And there's a conscience. So immediately when we want to do what is evil, what is wrong, the conscience now will come to us and will hear a whisper in our minds of what decision we should make. And we are told the inspiration through the writings of Ellen White that actually the conscience is the Holy Spirit. So how we know if he's around is because the attributes of the Holy Spirit in guiding, in teaching us, it is that inner voice which speaks to us. So that inner voice which we have, it is the active work of the Holy Spirit leading us and empowering us.
Well, I must thank you so much, my elder, for coming through. You've explained it so well. So would you then say that human beings interact with the Holy Spirit on a daily basis, or maybe only those chosen by Christ?
Well, human beings actually are not safe even for a second without interacting with God. And thus, the devil's plan, as John 10 verse 10 tells us, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So the moment God is not with us, we are prone to wander and we are prone to die in our sin. So each and every time God actually interacts with us, even right now, he's speaking to somebody, encouraging somebody, strengthening somebody, and helping somebody to understand about who he is through this discussion. That is the Holy Spirit, and that is God actually interacting with us in our day-to-day lives.
Beautiful stuff. My elder, I must thank you so much for your time, for joining us this afternoon. Always a pleasure to speak to you. We are going to hopefully talk to you tomorrow again, same time and same place.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a good day.
Lovely. Have a good one. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.